It's KX93.5 music right there from Lisbon with a song called Rio. I'm joined in the studio by two guests from the Empty Hearts. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Very good, Brian.
How are you?
Specifically, I'm well, thank you. Specifically, I'm joined by both Clem Burke as well as Andy. How do you say your last name? Because I'm sure that I'll...
Babuke.
Yes. I would have messed that up, so thank you very much. You guys are playing at Mozambique tonight. Let's talk a little bit about your guys' pedigree, if you will, because I think what's really interesting about you guys is you all come from very notable bands. Clem, obviously, you're from Blondie. Elliot's from The Cars. Wally is from The Romantics. And you, Andy, are from the Chesterfield Kings. How did you guys all come together and link together to start this project?
Well, we've all been friends for years. You know, I've known Clem for a real long time. And Wally, you know, the Chesterfield Kings and The Romantics did a lot of tours together. And I've known Elliot for like 25 years. We've just always, you know, there's always that thing amongst musicians. Hey, man, when you get along with somebody, well, hey, we should do something someday if you ever want to. And then I just had this idea. Wouldn't it be fun to have a band where it's just a bunch of guys that get together to play music for fun because of why you picked up a guitar in the first place? You know, you like the Beatles, you like the Stones, the Kinks, all the great bands, and write some songs, just have some fun. That's all it was, you know?
And you guys are obviously having a lot of fun. You guys played at the Viper Room two nights ago, which is really cool.
We did, yeah. That was fun. You know, it's a lot of history on the Sunset Strip. And, you know, you kind of step into that history when you kind of do a place like the Viper Room. We had a really great turnout. Our record company, 429, were out in force. And a lot of friends came out to see that show. And we actually haven't been playing in sort of... mega music biz areas. We've kind of been playing in places like Rhode Island and New Hampshire and various we played in Tokyo a couple of weeks ago, and this was one of our first kind of more prominent on the scene kind of rock and roll Hollywood type shows, and it was very good. It came off really well.
Well, everyone knows the Viper Room. I mean, you know, it's one of those bands, like the Troubadour, you know the names,
right,
quite
sure.
Well. There's a random Russian band someone sent to me for consideration this week, and I had no idea who they were, but they're playing the Troubadour this week, and I was like, that's impressive when you hear that. So good on you guys.
Yeah, the Troubadour is a great venue.
All right, so the first track off of your album is called 90 Miles Down a Dead End Street. We have it here in the studio. Let's take a quick listen, and we'll come back and talk about your show tonight.
Okay.
Down.
the Empty Heart. Great stuff. That's 90 Miles Down a Dead End Street. Great stuff from your album's self-titled, correct?
It's the album's called The Empty Hearts. It's on 429 Records through the Universal Music Group. And, it's our first effort together collectively. And as Andy was saying, we've all been friends for a long time. We kind of brought that sort of feeling we got back when we were sort of first starting out, and playing with some friends that all kind of had mutual respect and, mutual tastes for and all kind of hung out and turned into a band. And that's kind of a bit of that in the Empty Hearts. And, we're planning to continue for quite some time. You were asking about how we got together. Wally Palmer, the lead singer from the Romantics, worked together for about 10 years. prior to Blondie reforming back in the late 90s, I played in the Romantics for quite a while. So Wally and I have been together playing for a long time. That's how we actually met Andy back when, through Wally, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
So you guys obviously are playing at Mozambique tonight.
Right.
And then going forward, you guys said that you're going to the East Coast soon.
Yeah, on the 2nd, we reconvene on the East Coast, and then we start a tour. We're doing Washington, outside of Philly, Boston area, and then we end up in Manhattan at B.B. King's.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, this is kind of almost like a old school promotional tour for us. We just want to
get your names
out there and let people know. I mean, each of us have our own fans. I mean, Elliot Easton from the Cars is amazing guitar player. And, a lot of Cars fans out there to this day, and Blondie fans, et cetera, et cetera. And so I want to let everybody know about the band, and, it's a great rock and roll band.
So tell us about the origin of the name. Is there a meaning behind the Empty Hearts? Is that something you just...
What's weird is when we started the band, a good 5 months, we couldn't think of a name. It's not that we couldn't think of a name. Every name we thought of, you look it up on the internet, and there's some band that you can't use it. So
right.
We're like really stumped. We were actually reaching out to friends, and we reached out to a good friend, Steven Van Zandt, Little Steven. And he had this secret list of 25 names that he's never told anybody. And they were great names, really.
Nice.
They really were. Problem was, most of them were all taken. We're like, ah, Steven. He goes, you're kidding me. I go, yeah. So you can't use them, right? And so I got a text message from him about a month after that. And, you idiots, figure out a name for your band. Like, he's really like the guy in The Sopranos. I mean, he's not acting on that show or on his new show, Lilyhammer. And I just said no. And he says, you're going to be called The Empty Hearts. I said so. So I was like.
You didn't want to argue with him?
Well, yeah, you don't argue with Silvio Dante, right?
Right.
So I just copied the whole thing and I sent it to the other guys. And I just said, hey, guys, I just got this from Little Steven. If any of you guys want to argue with Silvio Dante, be my guest. But I guess we're going to be called the Empty Hearts. So that's how we got our name.
You know, it's kind of an ongoing joke for me on air because I kind of poke fun at some of the band names that pop around. Because you see certain conventions, you'll see naming conventions. I've noticed there's lots of three-name bands where there's Walk the Moon, Young the Giant, We the Twin.
I think
someone.
You have to do that now because you can't use any other name the spoons,
right.
Or any inanimate object that's been used, any animal, everything's been used.
inanimate object, especially for Mariah Carey album titles, but that's another story. What's another one? We were playing a band called the Chain Gang of 1974, and then I got a CD from the Night Terrors of 1927. I'm like, really? Or then there's the bands that capitalize all of their letters and take out the vowels, which doesn't even make sense to me, but what can you do?
Well, I guess it's all in the music at the end, right?
It is, absolutely, although you guys had a nice little in with the Empty Hearts, because that, you would think someone would have gone there, but...
It's just dark enough for us, there's a Rolling Stones album called 12 by 5, and there's a song called Empty Heart on that. And I didn't think Andy got to the fact that, ironically, we already had a song called To Fill an Empty Heart when Steven suggested the name The Empty Heart. So it all kind of came together, and here we are.
So do you guys write while you're on the road, or do you guys mostly kind of focus on the playing, the promotional end?
It's a real thing. We do a real lot of traveling, and they kind of fit it into, like, tight things. So travel days, you want to focus on writing when you're more relaxed, I think. But we write as a band together. Now, you know, it's not like one guy writes the songs and we just play them. I mean, we purposely write the music together. Everybody has full input, which is a lot more fun that way, actually.
Actually, if you have the time, sound checks are good for kind of jamming. I mean, this band is very much about playing live and, you know, really exciting maximum rock and roll. So, you know, if you have time allowed, sometimes sound checks are good to run over a few kind of riffs or a few ideas. Today, we're a little jammed up. We got fogged in San Francisco Airport, so we arrived here a little later than we thought, so...
You know, it's something I like to ask bands when they come through, because I find that you get very wildly divergent answers. Just everyone has different creative processes. Some people seem to thrive with writing when they're out on the road, and then some people say they just don't want to do it at all. So you guys said you're on a promotional tour right now. I have to say that you are doing a very good job of that, because I've heard a lot of people very excited about the show tonight.
Oh, great.
So
oh, great.
I know the town's been buzzing. It's going to be a great show. Thanks for stopping by tonight.
Fantastic.
Thanks for
hope people turn out and see the show and love it. So
I'm sure that they will. Great. We're going to listen to one more song from your album. It's I Don't Want to Love. Or I'm sorry, I Don't Want Your Love. I looked at that the wrong way.
If you don't want me.
The parenthetical part. I know. I'm looking at the screen like, oh, it's cut off. We'll just go for the main part. It's The Empty Hearts. You guys are playing at Mozambique. Doors are at 7. Is that correct?
I believe so.
We're on stage about 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's all right. I really know. And thanks a lot, Brian. And peace of love to everyone out here today.
All right, thanks for coming in
Thank
and supporting community radio. It's KX93.5. This is more music from The Empty Hearts.